Joanne Osman represents a state legislative district in northeastern Illinois. Nuclear power is close to her heart. There's an old, dormant nuclear power plant right in her district. Osman thought maybe that plant could be useful again, so she sat down with the plant owner.
And I asked a question, you know, why are you not taking some of the parts and putting them in other nuclear locations? And they said, well, there's a moratorium. We're not building any more nuclear plants in the state of Illinois.
Osman was stunned. Illinois has 6 existing nuclear power plants. She didn't know it's illegal to build more. She hears plenty of gripes about energy prices, so she thought, why leave nuclear energy off the table?
I don't want my granddaughters to have to buy their electricity from another state. I want to be able, in 2020, 2030, to be able to plug in our electric cars.
Osman's bill to lift the moratorium stalled. It's still illegal to build nuclear power plants in Illinois. California and Wisconsin recently had similar fights over their nuclear moratoria. Some veterans of nuclear politics are shocked anyone would want to lift a ban on nuclear power plants.
It makes absolutely no logical, rational sense in any mode of analysis.
I find Dave Kraft at a coffee shop. Kraft is with the Nuclear Energy Information Service, a group that's worked against nuclear power for almost 30 years. 12 states severely restrict or ban new nuclear power plants. Kraft says 7 have language almost identical to Illinois'.
The moratorium simply said, no more new construction of nuclear reactors until the federal government has a demonstrated means of dealing with the waste permanently.
Kraft says states tried protecting themselves from becoming dumps for the most dangerous nuclear waste, the radioactive spent fuel. The federal government is supposed to store spent fuel, maybe in Yucca Mountain, Nevada. But so far, that hasn't happened, so it's piling up in nuclear power plants, like this one in Braidwood, Illinois, southwest of Chicago. Brian Hansen manages the Braidwood power plant. He leads me to a square storage pool. It has the bluest water I've ever seen.
This is where we store our spent fuel. I mean, it's about 30 feet of water between us and the top of the fuel bundles down there. So you're looking 30 feet in the water, and then again another 12 feet down below.
If you look into it, it's almost like honeycomb.
Honeycomb. It looks just like an egg crate or honeycomb. Within those cells are fuel bundles that have been, you know, used in the reactor, generated energy, and now they're waiting here for eventual disposal.
Braidwood's pool was meant for short-term storage, but spent fuel has been stored here for 19 years. Hansen says the company is planning for when spent fuel will have to be stored on-site, but outdoors, perhaps for decades. It's a situation the nuclear industry is unhappy about, but it's confident the federal government will come up with a solution someday. So most power companies support removing bans on new plants. This drives critics like Dave Kraft crazy.
To build more reactors at a time when we have absolutely no place to put the waste makes no sense at all. First rule of waste management is stop producing.
Even though Kraft says it does not make sense to lift bans on nuclear power plant construction, he predicts those bans will get challenged again soon. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Aldee.